The Singularity U South Africa Summit takes place on 16 and 17 October in Kyalami in partnership with Classic 1027.
Well, the Cape Town office of Dr. Iqbal Survey, chairperson of independent media and head of investment firm Sekhunjala, was raided by the financial regulator, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, this morning. News of the raid was first published on the Business Report website, which is the financial news arm of independent media. And included in that article is a 2-minute video clip where Dr. Survey tells officials that, in his view, Minister of Public Enterprises Pravin Gordhan is behind this, as well as other people. Our Business Report reported that the raid at the waterfront offices was done without prior notice, which is sort of the point of a raid, I would have thought, and that the officials tried to confiscate laptops and computer hard drives. On the video, Survey also says that he sees the raid as an abuse of the regulatory authorities. Well, Brandon Topham, the FSCA's head of enforcement, joins us now. Evening, Brandon. Share with us what happened this morning at Sekhunjala's offices.
Well, my team, acting on a court order which we applied for, went to the offices to do a pretty much routine search and seizure of documents and electronic communication. And that's what we did. We do it pretty standard in many investigations, is to get access to evidence before it can be manipulated. That's why we do it without notice, and that's why we do apply to a court to get permission to do so.
So almost laughable to see it called an abuse of regulatory authorities. You've done with a court order. Now, it's part of a market manipulation probe. Can you share details on the probe, the sort of manipulation you're probing, which companies this relates to?
Well, it is ongoing, so I can't give too much detail, but the bottom line is there's a lot of allegations in the news. Some of the allegations Dr. Survey himself has made connecting with other entities. So we're investigating wherever there's any form of an allegation, we will look into it. And so this is just one of those investigations. In this case, it goes around Dr. Survey's shareholding in various companies and whether there was any price manipulation as alleged in various articles.
Yeah, one doesn't have to be a rocket scientist to connect the dots. We know the Impati Commission has laid bare all of the allegations around IOR and Sagamata and the various other survey companies. Noseweek recently ran a very interesting article saying that sources had revealed to it that Survey is looking to axe more reporters at Independent and also looking to relocate business out of South Africa as the Impati Commission closes in. And there were questions from his own reporters at a recent CCMA hearing asking, searching questions about this and what's happening. Have you heard anything about that?
No, that's beyond the scope of my investigation.
Are you concerned that he could potentially be a flight risk?
No, that's not my concern at this stage, not at all. No.
Brandon, we're going to have to leave it there. Brandon Topham, the FSCA's head of enforcement, sharing what happened at the offices of Sekhunjala at the waterfront this morning. Clearly, the probes and noose around Dr. Survey and his involvement in some scurrilous transactions relating to the PIC starting to close in on him.